Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey everybody, good evening. Thanks for tuning in once again. It's White Witch Casimir, also known as J-Tree. It's good to be back. God, there's so much that's going on right now that it's hard to get a handle on it, and it's hard to be any kind of way but hopeful, because we're all going to get through this. It's going to take a minute, I think. I think it's time for the scientists jump in and help out and figure out what needs to be done, and let's cut all the bullshit and the middleman out, meaning, you know, the powers that be that control everything. Dun, 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 dun. So tonight, because we are doing a holistic show, along with other things with insights, tonight what I thought I would do is do white sage. White sage is a personal favorite of mine. I love to burn it in the house. I love to bless homes with it. I love the smell of it. It just is amazing. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a botanical background first on the white sage and what exactly it is before we go into anything. White sage, also known as sacred sage, is an evergreen perennial native to the southwestern United States. This potent herb has been used for centuries by North Americans in rituals of cleansing and healing. You burn white sage to clear energy and restore balance for protection and spiritual purification. So that is prime example what I do and how I use it. I also make sure that when I am going ahead and I'm going to cleanse my home, I do it in a clockward motion. And I make sure it gets into every corner that I can. It gets in through all the little nooks and crannies. It gets into the closets. It gets into where all the pots and pans are, and the nooks and crannies that are up above and the ones that are below. And, you know, you just basically use that to go ahead and cleanse things spiritually. It's really good, especially right now with everything that's going on. It's a natural antimicrobial, which means that it's one of the better things that's out there for you. It's got a lot of health benefits. It's an amazing herb. I can't say enough about this because I just absolutely adore it. It's one of those things that is used in a lot of, for instance, I do my my full hand protection bundle that I make that's made out of rosemary. Well, I've incorporated thyme with it, and I've also incorporated a sprig of sage, so that way it is extra potent. It's also one of those things that it's used more than one time. It can be hung above your front door, in front of your back door, wherever you get a lot of traffic. These protection bundles are amazing because what they do is they absorb all the negative bullshit that comes in, and it absorbs into that, and then it's trapped in the top of it. So it's one of those things that when you add the sage and the thyme to it, it gives it more potency. So it's going to work even longer. Why is white sage sacred? Here's a good question that somebody had just texted in. I think that this is a really interesting thing to talk about. Due to reverence for its usefulness and the powerful incense-like fragrance of the plant's leaves when burning, California tribes incorporated white sage into religious rituals. The plant smoke was intended to remove negative energy surrounding people and places. And again, as I had mentioned, it's used for purifying. It's also an antimicrobial, and both have been shown to repel insects, which is really nice. White sage, as well as rosemary, marigolds outside will go ahead and get rid of insects. There are regular cultivated geraniums as well as wild geraniums that help. There's the citronella plant. So there's many different things that are out there that are holistic remedies as opposed to using chemicals. And if there's anybody that's chemical sensitive out there, they're going to appreciate that, because you're using something that's derived from plants and it's derived from something that is not toxic. So if it's something that is like sprayed on a a can of beer or something like that, you know, on the side or something like that, you're not going to have to worry about it, you know, being toxic when you pick it up. You don't have to worry about washing it off or throwing the beer out because it's plant-based. And, you know, it's just, I mean, I'm not promoting like spraying the side of a can of beer while you're trying to drink it. But I mean, in the event that somebody's clearing off the table or something, it's better if they use something that's plant-based and that's antimicrobial. And now you can make different things with the sage plant as well. You can make essential oils. You can make something that's infused food grade with olive oil. You can make sage infused olive oil. And you can also use a little bit of that for like a anointment on a candle when you use it. There's also other things that you can use with the sage plant. I actually found a list that is 11 incredible health benefits of sage. One of it treats sinus infections. I mean, who would have known that? That, you know, just something simple as burning sage would clear a sinus infection. It soothes digestive distress. So that's why you'll notice like a lot of the foods and things like that, that there is sage as a base, as well as rosemary sometimes, because, or just sage by itself, because it gives it that nice flavor, but yet it helps with the digestive process. It calms a sore throat. It's great when you're making a holistic cough elixir or throat elixir, or you're making your own little cough drops to incorporate some of that into it, because what it'll do is it'll help soothe the sore throat. For you ladies, it helps relieve menstrual pain, which is probably something good to know. It provides cleansing energy. That's what we were discussing before when we burned it, and we got it into every nook and cranny. You can use that too, burning sage, for like if you're cleansing something you're bringing into your home and you're not sure if it has something that's attached to it or not. Cleanse it outside on the deck or on the front porch and make sure that it's used and it's cleansed properly, you know, preferably in the bright sunlight. So that way you know that there isn't anything. Clean it off outside, whatever you're going to do. So that way you know it's sanitary to bring it in. But then go ahead and cleanse it with the sage as well. It cleanses the air. Again, it's an antimicrobial. It's one of the best things to burn in the house right now because it'll keep the germs and all the other things, preferably outside. It is 97% effective. It has a very earthy smell to it. It doesn't smell like marijuana, so you don't have to worry about that. That was brought up tonight in part of discussion that somebody thought that somebody was smoking marijuana because they were burning sage in their room, and I just about fell off my chair. I thought that was so funny when I heard that. It improves your sleep quality. Research shows that burning sage in your bedroom for a few minutes before sleep may end up helping you sleep better at night. The plant contains compounds that ease insomnia, improve sleep quality, and soothe anxiety. Again, here's another thing. It soothes anxiety. Use that if you're feeling anxious about something. You know, you can't cleanse yourself enough with burning sage. I'm a firm believer in that. It helps people breathe. It alleviates sinus infections. It's got all these medicinal purposes to it. It increases your cognitive abilities. It helps boost your energy levels. If you're feeling kind of like low and just kind of down and not have the energy that you need, you know, go ahead and burn some sage and breathe in. I mean, don't take it and put it up to your face and breathe it in, but, you know, use it like as an incense and have it that's kind of breezing through the house and, you know, you can smell it in and everything. It's good for ceremonial purposes. This is one of the things that we use with cleansings when we do them, with blessings. It's good to surround the person with the smoke as well as have them hold their arms out. Make sure that you go around the fingers. Make sure that you go down the right side. You go under the foot, ask them to lift their foot, go back up to the left foot, go back up, and then surround around, and then do the 1, 2, 3 around the top of the head with the smoke. So, and it also treats some wounds and hyperhidrosis. White sage tea has antibiotic and antihistamine-like effects and make it ideal for healing wounds and rashes when cooled down, of course. So you make the tea like normal, chill it so it's cool, and apply it with compress. Compounds like eucalyptol and tannic acid can also treat fungal conditions like athlete's foot and prevent it from occurring. Likewise, the tea seems to be beneficial for alleviating problems with exercising excessive sweating and termed hyperhidrosis. So there's a lot of good things that are used with sage and how sage is actually used. So there's other information that's out there. I pulled this off of Google tonight. I'm not going to lie, because it's one of the easiest things to get answers to. And I do believe in everything that they said with Google. That's the only reason why I'm quoting it. However, there are other resources that are out there. If you can find a metaphysical shop, if you can find a shaman, if you can find somebody that's Wiccan, you can find a warlock, you can find a wizard. Anybody that's true to their craft will know exactly what it is that sage is used for and how it can benefit you. So
now, J-Tree, may I ask something?
Absolutely.
What are the differences between white sage and garden sage?
Garden sage is food grade. Garden sage is something that you can eat with your food. It's something that can be used as a flavor enhancer. You can put it in with chicken, turkey, lamb, especially this time of the year, goat, anything that's gamey tasting, venison. However, the white sage that we burn is not food grade. And it is something that is used specifically for rituals. You don't get the same effect if you do the same thing and use the same thing. The food grade thyme, as well as rosemary, as well as the sage that you can get, can all be used in the protection bundle.
Yeah.
However, I would not suggest burning those.
Rosemary burning by itself or with white sage can be really good, but burning thyme or garden sage, cooking sage, as a thing on their own would not be very good. All right. Thank you, J-Tree, for answering that for me.
You're very welcome. All right. So now I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to open up the phones. I'd like to speak with my callers. I'm not going to limit the call. I'm not going to say it's only one question because sometimes there are many questions. If you need me to pull a card or do a reading for you, I'm more than welcome. I'd be more than glad to do that. So don't forget to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com to sign up for the different services that we have, as well as the mailing list. Also, don't forget to find us on Facebook under WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Also, big shout out and thanks to our sponsor, Psychic Talk Radio, for having us on the show once again this Wednesday. We're going to keep doing these shows. We're going to keep giving insight and help to anybody, if you call in or not. If you do want to call in, though, the phone number for call in is 323-642-1694. Again, that's 323-642-1694. All right, so we have our first caller tonight. We've got area code 111. And the first three digits are 111. Thank you for calling in tonight. This is J-Tree. How can I help you?
First, I want to say hi. Hi, Reverend Adam. And Melissa.
Hi there. How you doing today?
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Great. I'm the best in the field. And thank you for the stage. I love stage. I have a question. I'm not really sure what to say right now. It went blank. How do you make black salt?
How do I make what?
People put black salt on the door to keep evil away. Is that true?
I use white salt. I don't use black salt.
White salt is very good within the home when you're doing protection on your own home. If you're trying to get rid of someone, you would usually put black salt in front of their doorstep or the doorstep of their home. You don't want to use black salt on your own home, as black salt will only end up harming you. In your particular situation, and I know your case very well, you're not going to want to use black salt. You're going to want to use white salt.
Does white salt control gossiping? Like, if you put in attention?
White salt will definitely help with your situation, yes.
And thank you again for all that. I'm feeling relief. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good night, Melissa.
Thank you.
Well, that was fun. Well, we had another caller, and it looks like they dropped, so I don't have another call at this present time. So I'm going to, I guess, Reverend Adam and I will just have a discussion about what's going on and how we're combating it and how we're working with it and how we're able to go ahead and keep staying. Working from home is different for me. We did have a good weekend last weekend, though, because we did get the chance to go out and see two clients last weekend, and we did some cleansings, one for each of them. So, you know, there's a lot of people more and more that are turning to us that are asking for help. And of course, we're here. I just got somebody today that wants me to mentor them, which I think is fantastic. And that's going to help out quite a bit. We don't have a co-host this week because it's just Reverend Adam and I. It's been kind of a crazy week, and people are not being themselves or feeling themselves right now, which is understandable.
Yeah, I'm not available because they've got this, that, or the other going on to, you know, do quarantines and all sorts of other stuff. You know, one of the things that we keep coming across when we go out and about right now are, you know, the people that are really paranoid, and then the people that are just relaxed and know that we've had so much already, and they're not so concerned about it. Today we were over at Harbor Freight, and we had found that the cashier had put a whole bunch of empty boxes, taped them together, and put that in front of the register. So you would be a larger amount of distance away from them, wearing gloves but no mask. And, you know, it's amazing how much people are afraid and scared of what is going on right now. But we've been through the bird flu. We've been through mad cow disease. We've been through so much. And we're all trying to obviously survive during this time, this lockdown. But we cannot allow this to be a fear-mongering situation.
No, and there's so much of it, too, that right now that's all it is. It's just a bunch of fear, and how I don't understand how they think that being quarantined for 14 days is going to make a difference when there's so many people that are still out and about. And, I mean, what is 14 days going to do? I mean, I don't foresee me going back to work unless they stop this foolishness. And I honestly want to go back to work. I miss my friends in the office. I miss going out for lunch. I miss being out and about and not being on a time constraint. I can't even get to the damn grocery store unless I go before work. And then I have half an hour before I have to be at work because they don't open until 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I get done with work, it's 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So that means I've got 2 hours to go do 55 other things because it can't wait till the weekend.
Mm.
You know, I'm tired of going to the grocery stores and I'm not having any food. Again, I'm pushing the Latino markets. I'm pushing the Latino bakeries. I'm pushing the Asian markets. I'm pushing the Indian markets.
These are all
every
the places
place
that have
food.
Going.
They've got so much food. They've got fresh fruits and vegetables. They've got shit on their shelves.
Mm-hmm.
They just are, they're a godsend. And anybody that doesn't utilize this, well, shame on you because it's out there. Don't be worried about where the food's going to come from. Be thankful that you're going to eat because you know something? You can't make shakes out of that damn toilet paper that you bought.
Right. You know, at the end of the day, people are sheeple. And they go about following the leader and nobody's free thinking. Nobody's thinking for themselves.
No, and everybody is worried about what the Marmalade King is saying.
Well... Hi-ho, Professor Marmalade.
The man with the tang face.
But, you know, at the end of the day, people, we are going to be okay.
And it's not...
This is going to blow over, but we have to get in touch with healing the earth. We have to get in touch with knowing a part of this is so Mother Nature can begin to heal herself.
Look at all the news posts that are everywhere that state that, you know, because there is less pollution... Mother Earth is healing herself. She has, you know, made strides like you wouldn't believe just by, you know, cleaning the canals over there in Italy and by doing, you know, over in Venice where people have not seen anything. And I mean, if you look at the sky during the day, it's just so blue and the sky is so clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I'm older than dirt. But back when I was a kid, that's the way the sky was. And you walk outside and the air was fine. Now, granted, we're supposed to be going into some more heat and humidity and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we may end up turning on the air conditioning. I don't know. But, you know, it's going to be well welcome, too, because we've had so much rain. There is so much that has happened. And I don't know if you've seen the movie The Matrix or anything like that, where the artificial intelligence had scorched the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so reliant on computers. We're so reliant on China. We're so reliant on this and on that and blah, 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 blah. I could go on this. It could be a major discussion just about conspiracy theory alone that, I mean, it makes sense. We no longer, I mean, this social distancing bullshit too, you know, I'm tired of walking into a grocery store. It happened the other day where I almost snapped and went off on somebody because he's 8 feet behind an Asian woman who's checking out her groceries. Give me a break. It's not an Asian thing. It's not the Chinese flu. It's not, you know, it's coronavirus 19. What does that mean? Does that mean that was started in 2019? Yes, there's documented cases that this was been around since November of 2019. And what did they do? They covered it up. Now what are they doing? They're blaming it on the Chinese. Well, isn't that amazing how that happens? Nothing wrong with being racist with that one. And don't even get me started. Corona? Yeah, Mr. Marmalade, he sits there and he wants to have, you know, all the Mexicans
border
deported
wall.
Back with border laws. And what is a Latino's favorite drink most of the time? Corona beer. Don't you find it ironic that they call this virus Corona 19?
Mm.
Oh, it's COVID-19. I don't give a fuck what you call it. It's wrong. I'm not sorry either.
There you have it, people. The truth from free thinkers. Well, remember, there's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot of people don't know. And it's up to us individually as human beings to learn and to grow. And the only way to do that is to get up off of our asses and to go and try and educate ourselves about what's out there.
And if you don't know the proper way to wash your hands, make sure you use the video that's on YouTube that shows you with paint so that way you know exactly how to wash your hands. I can't believe that we have to do this.
Looks like we have another couple of callers coming in.
Nice. All right. Caller 860-836, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in. This is Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. How can we help?
Hi, yes. This is Amla. I just kind of feel a little nervous for a different reason. My eyesight, I'm legally blind, and it's been really weird lately in the last few days. And you know, just talking about uncertainty, you know, I just feel, I don't know what you guys think or what you can you tap into something? Is it just me paranoia? I don't know.
No, Alma, it's honest, truthfully, it's exactly what you're feeling. It's uncertainty. Nobody has any idea what the hell's going on right now. And it's causing a lot of unneeded panic and distress of people that shouldn't be panicked and distressed. And I can't say enough that it's just, we've got to ride out the storm. We have to sit there and we have to be patient. We have to wait because the scientists are going to have to figure this out, Alma. We can't do it.
Yeah.
There's not enough money in the world that can fix this. We've got to wait for the scientists, the doctors, the nurses to do what they need to do in order to figure out where this virus is, where it's coming from, and how it can be treated.
Right. But my question was about my blindness. I understand the virus. But regardless of when, 6 months from now or a year from now, let's say, everything's back on track, I'm still going blind. And there's the uncertainty for me. There's the paranoia. I'm still...
Oh,
I know. We've spoken with you on this on a few occasions, Amla.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm paranoid. I'm really scared right now because it's just really kicking in. And it's like literally...
It's a very scary experience. My ex went completely blind due to, I mean, he only had one eye to begin with in his adult life because the other one was taken out during childhood. Then he walked in able to see out of one of them one day, and able to, you know, see, but maybe not very well. He was able to go into Baskin and Palmer, get an appointment. We went for the appointment. They were going to do laser eye surgery. He was going to walk out with even better eye, you know, vision out of the one good eye he had. And okay. They accidentally gave him somebody else's laser eye surgery. He walked out and was never able to see again.
Wow. Yeah.
There is a lot of uncertainty, Amla, but he was able to, even after that, live a very rich and fulfilling life.
I know. It's just, I just wanted to share one thing, like one sentence, which is like, it's been 30 years. I was diagnosed in 1990, and it's like one of, like, and it's in, actually in my book, it's like, oh, well, you knew this was happening. And my metaphor analogy is like, live in the Northeast and we have blizzards here or whatever, snow. And it's like the blizzard's coming, the forecast, the blizzard's coming. And then when it's here, it's like you're digging out of 3 feet of snow. You could prepare all you want, but when you're digging
exactly.
3 feet of snow, it's tough, right? So that's what I'm going through right now. Like I know.
Oh, I get you. You already have this knowledge. You already know the facts. You
yes.
know that you can never prepare enough for this, because we're never really prepared when it actually does happen.
Right.
But I'm like,
yeah.
You're going to be okay. Things are going to work okay. out. And it's scary because there's a lot of uncertainty about you getting around, knowing how things work. And I suggest you start working on trying to find a program out there for the blind where they teach you right now with what little sight you have left, in order to use Braille, to know how the computers work with the programs that read the computer to you. Okay?
Right.
There's programs known as JAWS, you know, kind of similar to the name of the movie that's out there. There's other programs that will read the computer to you that are much better than that. There are so many different tools out there for the blind. It's not funny. And if you really can't find them in your location, you go down to Florida. Florida has what's known as the Lighthouse for the Blind. And it's a program you can get on where the government pays for it, and they give you everything you possibly need.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for the positivity, and thank you for your show and your knowledge and insight, both of you. Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Bless you. Thank you.
All right. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Yes.
Thanks. All right. So the next caller, we have area code 434-996. Hello, caller. You're on the air. You're speaking with Jay Tree and with Reverend Adam.
Hi. I was wondering if I'll be meeting a police officer that's going to be like a friend to me and going to be like a sort of like someone that will protect me if like I needed protection, or like was like very nice and like understood who I was.
Okay, may we have your name?
Khalil.
Khalil, okay, give us one moment, please. And may we ask you why you are asking this question?
Because I was told by another one that would happen. Not, I don't remember if it was going to be a friend, but it's going to be someone that's like, you know, very, very nice and, you know, like is willing to protect me and is like a good person. And
yeah, you know, as I've tuned into, you know, this as much as I possibly can, I'm not getting a yes or a no on this. So this is not a channel that I'm able to really give you a good positive response or message about. You may want to go ahead and call the first person that told you about this and ask them a little bit more and see if you can have a private session with them.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too, Khalil. All right. Well, so we're out of callers for tonight, unfortunately. But I just want to go ahead and give everybody a blessing tonight like I usually do. So with all the uncertainty that's going on right now, if you want to get out your white sage and you want to go ahead and sage your home or you want to sage yourself while I'm giving this blessing, please do. I'll give you a moment to light your white sage and get it ready. So what we'll do is we'll start earth, air, water, fire, and spirit. We ask you for guidance. We ask you for the love and the light that you show us on a daily basis. Please help us. Please help us, Father God and Mother Goddess. Please help us, Mother Earth. Please help us to stop being selfish, to also to give the blessings to each other, and to thank those that are out there in the fields every day, in the trenches, grocery store workers, sanitation workers, anybody that has to go out to work, anybody that's doing takeout food, anybody that's doing any kind of curb delivery, any kind of food delivery, may they be safe. May you guide them, God and Goddess. May you help them to reap the rewards that everybody is so afraid to go out and do, but they're ready to be paid to go out and do it for them. This I ask of thee, God and Goddess. Surround our brothers and sisters with love and with light. Thank you for giving us another day, God and Goddess. And thank you once again for being so grateful and thankful as we all are for your love and for your light. As it's written above, may be written below, may no harm come to no one. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Don't forget to go to our website, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Like our page on Facebook, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Thank you to MerlinStaff.com and Psychic Talk Radio for having our show once again tonight. Tune in next week, next Wednesday, to see what it is that we're going to find out about anything that is either holistic or with crystals or with stones or just plain witchcraft, because that's what we do here. We celebrate the old ways. And we're grateful and thankful for giving another day. Thank you, everybody. You have a good night, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insight. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.
The nerve producing electricity.